Joined right now by Fox News anchor Rick Leventhal. He's the author of Chasing Catastrophe, my 35 years covering wars, hurricanes, terror attacks, and other breaking news. Rick, welcome to Talk 107.3. How are you, man?
I'm great, Brian. Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome aboard. Let's start with breaking news. Let's start with your take here. Hey, as modern American history has unfolded, we have consumed it in a different way than any previous generation. Are we better served now than we were during our grandparents' time?
I mean, honestly, I don't think so. Mm-hmm. I think that news has gotten so fractured and so opinionated, and so many corners are being cut now. It's kind of sad. You know, there's very little investigative reporting left, and too much nonsense being covered. I miss those the days of real news all the time. I don't know if we're ever going to get back to it, but you know, I did my part, Brian. Okay, I put in my 35 years, and that's what fills the pages of my book. Some of the greatest stories I covered, some of the craziest things that happened to me, and a lot of stuff that happened behind the scenes that people have never heard about. And if you don't mind it, Brian, I got to say, one of the biggest stories I covered was Hurricane Katrina.
Oh.
And there's a Baton Rouge connection, because I spent a day following General Honoré, Russell Honoré, when he was down there running the show. Do you remember that?
I stuck on stupid. No, nobody in Louisiana will ever forget that phrase.
I love that guy, okay? But there's a story that happened with me and General Honoré that's never been told before, and it's in this book. And I'm telling you, it's a really good story, and I'm not going to give it away, but I hope that some of your listeners will go out and get this Chasing Catastrophe and turn to that page, that chapter on hurricanes, and find the one about Katrina and General Honoré. It's mind-blowing.
Sold.
Really funny.
Already sold. We've had the general on the show a couple of times. He mistakenly calls me Harold from time to time, but we love him anyway. Rick Leventhal is our guest. No, I lead with that question about covering news because you've seen it from both perspectives. Being an anchor and simultaneously writing books where you have a lot more of a retrospective, a lot more time to digest and unpack what has actually happened. So you've been able to see things through both lenses. That's why I lead with that.
Let me just stop you there, Brian. Because really, I've been an anchor. I mean, I've filled in and I've anchored numerous shows on numerous networks at numerous times. But mm-hmm. I've always been a reporter.
Yeah.
And I rose to senior correspondent at Fox News Channel because I was really good at reporting, and it's in my blood. It's what I wanted to do. I had my hand up whenever anything big happened. And I was usually the first one out the door. That's what drove me. You know, I'm an adrenaline junkie, and I wanted to be where the action was. I wanted to witness history, and that was such an incredible experience for me to be able to report on stuff and inform millions of people about what we were seeing on the ground. And so, you know, that drove me, and that fills the pages of my book.
All right, let's talk a little bit about the book, Chasing Catastrophe. I mean, obviously, this is going to cover a number of different individual stories. In writing the book, what story really brought you back into the moment and kind of, you know, shook you in retrospect?
Well, 9/11 was by far the most challenging story of my career. It's the first chapter. I go into great detail about what happened that day, how I got down there. What happened in the satellite truck between me and Pat Butler, the engineer, when the first tower fell and we had to take shelter from the dust cloud, and just about how it basically was the catalyst for so many of the other things that I did, like going to Afghanistan and going to Iraq. It was just a remarkably awful experience, but also a real test of my skills as a journalist. A test that most people, I think, humbly would probably fail, because it was just mind-blowing what was going on around us. And I was there, and I sucked it up, and I covered the news that day and every day after. But, you know, and I want to say this too, Brian. This is not just me remembering things. This is me. I saved every reporter notebook for my 35 years of covering news. Almost every single one of them are in boxes or in shelves and cabinets. And so I went through them all. And I found my original notebook from 9/11. I found notebooks from Afghanistan from the first day there. I found my first notebook from Chicago, WFLD, when I was a local news reporter. And, you know, so I would go through them all, categorize them, find come up with the best stories, and then use those notebooks to help tell the stories.
Got just a couple minutes with Rick Leventhal. Okay, so the description says part memoir, part leadership manifesto. Walk me through that. How is this a leadership manifesto?
Well, you know, because I was a mess when I was a teenager and a young adult, and I dropped out of college twice. My GPA was 0.27, and I'm pretty proud of that because, you know, I then went and hung and finished sheetrock when I dropped out and spent years doing construction. I was a doorman and in multiple bars, and it just, you know, I had to figure things out. And so I think, you know, and that's one of the chapters is how I was able to navigate my way to a career that wouldn't break my back and where I could actually make a difference in people's lives. And you know, the fact is anyone and everyone can succeed at almost anything, but you have to be focused and committed and dedicated. And so I try to encourage people and share my story in the hopes that it will help them, maybe inspire them to live their life to the fullest and chase their dream.
Well, then let's conclude where we began. Can we return to reporting and journalism
where
we'll serve the American public and not just serve clicks and quarter hours?
I mean, I certainly hope so, you know, but that takes a commitment from news directors and general managers and owners of newspapers and TV stations and networks. You know, you got to have the resources and you got to be willing to commit them to tell those stories and not just focus on the three biggest things of the day and just keep going like a wheel around and around every hour on the same stuff. You know, you have to be willing to spend money to put the people where they need to be to get the real news.
Rick Leventhal, author of Chasing Catastrophe, my 35 years covering wars, hurricanes, terror attacks, and other breaking news, up to and including General Russell Honoré. Rick, I appreciate a couple minutes this morning. Fascinating stuff. I can't wait to read it.
Thank you, Brian.